Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Monday and happy February. It is so great to be back in Grace Harbor for a while after a couple weeks of travel. Our family has a spring break trip coming up in March, but for now, I'm home. You know, whenever I've been away, I always feel like I'm out of the loop. Have you ever felt that way? Perhaps it was when you first returned to school after Christmas break and someone had a new haircut and you think, when did that happen? Or maybe a classmate or a coworker took a fun vacation and you want to hear all about it. Or maybe you missed some time at school or work because you were sick, and when you got back, you had some work to catch up on. When you get that feeling of being behind or out of the loop, what emotions do you experience? Is it no big deal, or do you feel a lot of pressure? Is it fun to play detective and try to figure out everything you missed? Or are you only comfortable once you're all the way caught up? Go ahead and share what you're thinking with your family. If you need more time, feel free to pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. I'm definitely someone who feels uncomfortable until I'm caught up. The temptation for me is to try to just jump back in right away, hit the ground running. And in the past, that would sometimes work. But most of the time, I discovered rather quickly that I still felt lost and should have taken some time to re-anchor myself. So now that's what I try to do. I spent the weekend reconnecting with both my family and our community. On Saturday, we took a morning walk that brought us past both the coffee shop and the Fruit of the Earth bakery. It turns out that while I was gone, there was a whale sighting in the harbor. Bobby told us all about it. At the bakery, Bree shared that croissant day on Friday had been a huge success. She had a few special flavors left over, including a monkey bread croissant topped with a gooey layer of caramel. It was amazing. Then, on Sunday after church, it actually felt quite warm in the sun, so we went to the playground at the library and played for at least an hour and a half. When we popped inside to use the restroom, we did discover one bit of bad news. Last week, our librarian, Mrs. Rodriguez, slipped on a patch of ice and hurt her ankle pretty badly. She didn't need surgery, but she can't walk on it for a couple weeks. Despite that, she's still in a good mood. Her doctor got her set up with one of those scooters you can kneel on, and she's zipping around the library faster than ever. She insisted that she was fine and didn't need anything, but when I asked, "Can we at least make a trip to the grocery store for you?" she said, "Actually, that would be really helpful." So, later that afternoon, my daughter and I turned it into a fun errand. That wasn't something I had planned to do this weekend, and it meant that I didn't get done some of the other things I had planned on doing, but that's okay. The whole point of going around town this weekend was not just to say hi, but to see how everyone was doing and find out whether there were things that needed my time and attention. It can be so easy for me to focus on my own needs, thinking that once I get my work done, then I'll have time to give others a hand. But just because that's my default choice doesn't mean it's the best choice. Making sure Mrs. Rodriguez had food for the week was far more important than doing a load of laundry or answering a few extra emails. And like I said, it became a special daddy-daughter trip that was not only fun, but it allowed us to put our faith into action together. Now, for your wind-down time tonight, I want to give you something to think about and try. See if each of you can think of someone in your life you'd like to check in on, like we did with our friends in town this weekend. Maybe it's a neighbor you haven't seen around in a while, or a grandparent who loves to video chat. Or perhaps when your teacher asks you how you're doing today, you can ask them the same thing. Okay, let's close with a prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for this day and for all of your blessings. Some of the best blessings are the friends and family we love and who love us in return. open our eyes to see how they're doing and to look for ways we can love and support them. Amen. All right, Grace Harbor, have a great Monday, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.